Good morning.
Thank you all for joining us for this wonderful day of worship as we celebrate Ascension Sunday, and we also wish a happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers out there who are celebrating today. A few announcements before we get started. First of all, I want to give a big thank you to Norm Caudry and Doug Miller for helping line our parking lot out front. You saw they did a good job. It looks really good, so if you see them today, make sure you give them a big thank you for doing that on Friday night. Also, we had a gentleman from Emmanuel Lutheran Church who came out and helped us, donated his liner, actually, and helped line it for us, so we give thanks to him as well. Today, we get to celebrate a special love feast as we celebrate Mother's Day together. Please don't forget, another meal opportunity this week is Tuesday, May 15th. We will have our Dine and Donate at Texas Roadhouse to support our mission trip to Texas. Make sure you bring your flyer along. It sounds like you do not need your flyer. You can have it on your phone, but they prefer a physical flyer if you have it. So make sure you grab one. We can try to set up a time if a Shenbrun contingency wants to meet at a certain time. We can look to do something similar to that. Sweep the Streets will be May 25th, 26th, and 27th in Dover, meeting at the Lutheran Church on the Square at 10:45. If you have any questions, see Floyd and Deline about that. Also, we have opportunities to sign up for cutting grass at the church as well. Lunch Bunch will be at J&G Grill today following worship, so you're welcome to join them there. And please don't forget, the sign-up for the Strawberry Festival is now available. If you get the opportunity to sign up for that, we need a lot of helpers, a lot of volunteers, and a lot of things donated, so any way you can help with that would surely be appreciated. I believe that sign-up is available in the narthex for you. Does anybody else have any other announcements at this time? Did somebody? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, Danielle.
I just wanted to, again, thank everybody for their extra contributions and let you know that we were able to get 25 more stuffed animals for the stuffed animal drive. We do plan on bringing those to the hospital sometime either this Thursday or next.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's give Kira a big thank you for setting up this ministry. It's always a good opportunity when we can help people out, especially young kids in hospitals. Anybody else have any other announcements?
In the narthex, there is a display of various gifts for any woman who would like to take a gift in honor of mothers or of mothers who may have passed. So there was a specific one or two items that are out there.
Awesome. So if you didn't hear Angie, there's gifts available in the narthex for mothers or for people who have lost mothers, just in celebration of Mother's Day, as we give thanks to all the women who have raised so many children in our church and help keep them be a part of our own church family. Any other announcements at this time? All right, let us stand and greet one another. Good morning, Letitia. Good morning, Paige. Good morning, Angie. Oh, she loves her sister. Morning, Chloe. See how you all greeted out now? Morning, Brock. Morning, Erica. Morning, Vicky. Morning, Carolyn. Morning, Kaylee. Morning, Madison again. Morning, Sarah. Morning, Jenny. Good to have you with us. Mr. Ryland. Morning, Millie. At this time, you may remain standing as we join together in the watchword for the week. And our watchword this week comes from the 12th chapter of John, the 32nd verse. Christ says, "I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Can you please stand for the call to worship? In the same way a mother looks after her child, the Holy Spirit looks after the church.
May we feel the unconditional love of God that cares for us every single day.
How does God treat his heavenly children?
The Holy Spirit looks upon us with a heart full of compassion and grace for all children of God.
Let us sing together the song, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. This is a new song to us, so Angie's going to play it through once through.
Please join with me in the liturgy for Mother's Day that can be found in your bulletin on the green paper. Lord, on this day set aside to honor and remember mothers, we give you thanks for our mothers. We are grateful that you chose to give us life through them and that they received the gift of life from your hands and gave it to us. Thank you for the sacrifices they made in carrying us and giving us birth. We thank you for the women who raised us, who were our mothers in childhood, whose whether birth mom, adopted mom, older sister, aunt, grandmother, stepmother, or someone else, we thank you for those women who held us and fed us, who cared for us and kissed away our pain. We pray that our lives may reflect the love they showed us and that they would be pleased to be called our moms. We pray for older moms whose children are grown. Grant them joy and satisfaction for a job well done. We pray for new moms experiencing changes that they could not predict.
Grant them rest and peace as they start to
We pray for pregnant women who will soon be moms.
Grant them patience and good counsel in the coming months.
We pray for moms who face the demands of single parenthood.
Grant them strength and wisdom.
We pray for moms who enjoy financial abundance.
Grant them time to share with their families.
We pray for moms who are raising children in poverty.
Grant them
We pray for moms who try to balance vocation and family.
Grant them courage to the limits of each day.
We pray for stepmoms.
Grant them patience and understanding and love.
We pray for moms who are separated from their children.
Grant them faith and hope.
We pray for moms in marriages that are in crisis.
Grant them support and insight.
We pray for moms who have lost children.
Grant them comfort in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
We pray for mothers who aborted their children.
Grant them healing and peace.
We pray for moms who gave up their children for adoption.
Grant them peace and confidence as they trust in your providence.
We pray for adoptive mothers.
Grant them joy and gratitude for the gift you have provided.
We pray for girls and women who think about becoming moms.
Grant them wisdom and discernment.
We pray for women who desperately want or wanted to be moms.
Grant them grace to accept your timing and will.
We pray for all women who have assumed the mother's role in a child's life.
Grant them joy and the appreciation of others.
We pray for moms who show us the way of faith.
Grant them the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
We pray for those people present who are grieving the loss of their mother in the past year.
Grant them comfort and hope in Christ's resurrection.
Can I please have all the women and the girls stand up? Lord, we thank you for the gift of motherhood. We thank you for the many examples of faithful mothers in Scripture, like Sarah, Hannah, Elizabeth, and Lois. We hear the names of those women who have inspired us by their motherly examples. We are mindful this day of all these women, and especially Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had the courage and faith to say yes to your calling. May these women gathered here today emulate these examples of faith, and may they model for all the rest of what it means to be your disciple. Bless them on this special day, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
The liturgy that was just shared for you, that comes out of our New Moravian book of worship, actually. It's a very small book. It's called Sing to the Lord a New Song, and there's a lot of liturgies about Mother's Day and Father's Day and other opportunities to really celebrate some of the days that get underappreciated in the church and a time to remember so many different things. And as we get ready for our offering, it's important to remember that there's always a time to put God first, and we always have the opportunity to give and to give graciously and mercifully. And let us give of our tithes, offerings, and gifts. Play dry. Pray together. Dear Savior, you may have risen to your heavenly throne, but help us to remember you are still present, alive, and active in our world. We struggle to see you in our world. Help us to look to the hearts of our neighbors. Amen. You may be seated. In our prayers, we have a lot on our hearts and minds this week as we celebrate some of the blessings and the challenges that we have from God. At first, I want to mention Mike Koenig, Pastor Sue's husband. He's having knee surgery on May 22nd, so we ask for prayers for him. Also, a prayer for all adoptive mothers or people who have given their child up for adoption. And I think especially on Mother's Day, we remember that mothers come in all different phases of our lives. And we remember not only the mothers that we have in this world, but many of us have mothers in the heavenly world right now, in the eternal world. And we think especially of Catherine Canfield and Eleanor Menapace and Barbara Duran, people in our own church family who have gone to meet our Savior. And we give thanks that God has blessed us with so many motherly presence in our own life, especially in our church. We continue to pray for Rick Swallow, who continues to get chemotherapy treatments. We continue to pray for Jim Schaefer as he continues to recover from his torn meniscus. We ask for continued prayer for Janie Martin, Ron Martin's mother, who got out of the hospital this past week and continues to recover. I ask prayers of blessings on Matt Spees and Lauren Stewart as they go down to Haiti. They're already in Haiti, I believe, this week, and they do ministry at an orphanage down there and just do wonderful work sharing God's love with the people down there. And it touched my heart to see what a relationship our young people have built with the Haitian people down there. We also give thanks for Erica Stafford, who graduated this past week and finally has her bachelor's degree. And we celebrate with you in prayers of blessings as you go on to the next phase of your life. At this time, we also remember all the mothers across the world. Remember how difficult of a job and a task it can be to be a parent to somebody, and how so many people take it graciously and willingly. At this time, I ask that we quiet our hearts as we have a moment of prayer and invite God into this prayer. Gracious God, we come before you today thankful for the gift of community, thankful that we are your church, that we get to share your love. And we ask that you help us remind us of that today, because we get to share a love feast. A love feast is an opportunity to remember what to put first in our lives, and that is God and our neighbor and the love of our community. And help us to be renewed and strengthened in that love. Gracious God, we realize there are many of us who are sick, who are hurting, who are grieving. We celebrate with all of our mothers on Mother's Day, but we also realize that today can be a difficult day for many people, for people who have a broken relationship for their mothers, for people who have lost their mothers. Gracious God, help them to remember that they are loved by you no matter where they are in their lives and in their journey, and that we celebrate with our mothers who are saints in your eternal kingdom today. And we also give thanks for the physical presence of mothers on this earth that you still bless us with. And gracious God, we ask that you bless our missionaries down in Haiti, We think especially of Matt and Lauren and the rest of their team as they get to share God's love with all the kids in that village and really get to be a ministry of presence. And we give you thanks for the gift of spring. Even though it rains, even though it storms, God, you are with us in all seasons. And we are just so thankful your presence. And I asked everybody to take a moment in their hearts to remember not only their own mothers, but the spiritual mothers of them, the ones that have guided them and loved them on their journey just as they are. Let us give thanks to God for all we say, all we do, and all we pray. In your name we pray. Amen.
The scripture reading is at verse 6 through 11, page 770. So when they meet together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to him, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside him. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been talking from you into heaven, taking you from you into heaven, you will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
Good job, Paige. Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, verses 9 to 17. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that you may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one that was destined to be lost, so that Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from evil. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. May the reading of God's holy word reach your heart, your minds, and your actions. Thanks be to God. At this time, I invite the children to come forward for the children's moment. Come on up. So far away today. How's it going? Everybody doing good this morning? Did anybody do anything special for Mother's Day today? You have something really good planned that you just got saved in your bag, right? What are you going to do, Paige? A what? Oh, a hammock. That's very cool. Aubrey, what are you going to do for your mom on Mother's Day? You gave her a bag of candy? I bet that was very nice. Oh, yeah. She said after she opens it, she can get the candy back again. That's a good system. Well played. That girl's going to be the next president, I think. They made flowers? Who made pictures for their mom? Did anybody make pictures? Yep. You're the best mom in the world. That's a nice picture. Everybody's got those t-shirts, and it's important. So if we only show our moms love on Mother's Day, are we being good children? No, why not? Riley. Mm-hmm. We're only doing it one day a year. That's not enough, right? We have to show them every single day. So how can we show our parents that we love them? What are some things we can do? What are these? Listen. Yeah, we can listen to them. We can help them. What are some chores you can do around the house to help your parents? Nick? Sweep up the floor. Paige? Clean the dishes. Aubrey? Do dishes? Yep. What do you do, Riley? Clean up around the house because they need our help with everything. And when we show them that we love them by the things that we do to help them. And the same thing means when we're Christians. Because guess what? If we just only show up on Sundays and tell God we love him only on one day a week, 1 hour a week, you think God thinks we mean it? No. We have to show him every single day. And what are some ways that we can show God that we love him? Paige, you can sing songs. Rylan, what was that? Praying. Praying is a great thing to do. We can read our Bibles, our scripture. Aubrey, how about you? Mm-hmm. Talk to God. That's another way to pray, is talk to him like he's a friend of ours. So what I want you guys to remember is that we, as Christians, we don't just talk the talk, but we got to walk the walk in every single day. And just like we love our mothers every single day of the week, that's also how often we have to love our God. Because God loves us every single day of the week too. So let's have a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for these young people, for their hearts and their minds and the joy that they bring to us. Help us to have their enthusiasm. Help us to remember they are the leaders of their church and that we should follow in their footsteps with joy and laughter and love to all people and all things. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, go ahead and grab some pretzel treats. We get to celebrate a beautiful love feast today. Ooh, and you can take a sticker. Oh, you got a pretzel? Okay. At this time, I invite you to remain seated as we join together in song as we will sing, "We Are Called by Christ to Love Each Other." We'll sing verses 1 through 3. Let us take a moment in prayer. God, we ask that you open our hearts, our minds, and our ears to your word today, that you inspire us to carry out the gospel in all times and all places. In your name we pray. Amen. So today, we have the privilege of celebrating both Ascension Sunday, where Jesus rises into heaven, and Mother's Day in the life of our church. In our passage today in Acts that Paige read for us, Luke reminds us that things are destined to happen in God's time and not our own time. They asked Jesus, "Is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel?" And Jesus responded to their question very directly, "It is not for you to know the time or periods that the Father has set by his own authority." And when we hear these words, we have to think about the questions we have in our own lives. And it's frustrating when we don't get the direct answers to important questions from God. It can be really frustrating. Questions such as, "Dear Jesus, are you going to allow me to be cured from my sickness, disease, or cancer? Dear Jesus, are you going to open a door in my life so I can find more meaningful employment? Dear Jesus, can you send me a sign that this is the person you want me to date or marry?" And I'm sure many of you who have been in relationships have asked Jesus, "Give me a sign if you want me to continue this relationship or break free." We've all had big, heavy-hearted questions we've come before with God. And furthermore, it's human nature to want answers to these questions. But only sometimes we do. Only sometimes do we get clear direction from God about which road is the best path for us. A lot of times it requires a lot of direction and prayer and faith that God is guiding us in the right direction. Because God reminds us often that he wants a relationship with us rather than being a genie or a fairy godmother, because relationships can be much more difficult to maintain than simply giving God wish lists, like God is Santa Claus. There's a verse that has been on my heart all week. It is from 1 Thessalonians 5:16, verse 18. And it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ Jesus in you." Give thanks in all circumstances. But I just had to laugh because once this verse came on my heart and mind this week, a lot of challenges arose. This week did not happen exactly as Emily and I had planned. Friday night, we took the dog for a walk, and naturally we did that, and our little baggie that we brought with us broke halfway through the middle of the walk. So that was a fun little challenge we had there. And then Saturday, I went to cut the grass, and I had the riding lawnmower, and being the smart man that I was, I could tell that I was getting hot and sweaty. So I took my cochlear implant off and I put it in my pocket, and I get halfway through and I realize there's a hole in my pocket and my cochlear implant had fell out. So we spent about a good 25 to 30 minutes searching all around the house, and thank God it fell out on the gravel road and Emily was able to find it. And I just had to laugh because after this verse came onto my heart and mind, God was really challenging me to say, "Hey, you are going to give thanks in all circumstances." Because I felt like by the time I was going to go to church on Sunday morning, I was walking like this so my wallet wouldn't fall into a storm drain, because that's how worried I was about this verse. Because God will challenge you with Scripture, and I guarantee that happens. And sometimes you just got to laugh at it. Sometimes you just got to laugh at some of those challenges. And I think what helped me get through those things was spending time with this congregation this week. Spending time with people who are getting treatments for cancer. Spending time with people who are overcoming circumstances that I couldn't even begin to think about getting started with. And those opportunities allowed me to see that all those things that I was complaining about, that I was upset about, I was crying over spilt milk. Those were small things. And it was the people around me who showed me that we can trust in God in all things. because they were giving thanks to God in those moments, and there was no reason that I couldn't give thanks to God, because my challenges were far more pettier than theirs. And that is the opportunity that we have as evangelists, because when we praise God during the difficult times, our evangelism is most authentic, for we show the people around us that our love from God is not conditional on all the gifts and all the blessings we have received, but our love from God is real. And when we have those challenges, we have the ability to rise up and give thanks to God in all those circumstances. And we have discussed our relationship with God as one of the most important relationships we have in our time on earth is our relationships with our mothers, the very first relationship that many of us make. And on a day like today, it is important to remember how often we have underappreciated, downplayed, or ignored the role of women in the church. And we need to speak truth to that and realize that women have been an instrumental part of moving the gospel. And they always haven't been thanked for that. And this is a good time to say thank you. Even when there were challenges, even when there were people who said women were not deserving of ministry, you stood up and you challenged the church and you made us more loving and more embracing. And we thank you all for that. And in fact, one of the things I want to share with you today is that the role of mother has a historic significance in the Moravian tradition. Thanks to scholar Craig Atwood, one of my seminary professors, if you go back to the Moravian church in the 1700s, their leader at that time was Count Zinzendorf. And Zinzendorf was a great mind. He was a thinker, a very heavy thinker, a theologian, we would call him. But he struggled with one of the most basic Christian concepts, and that was the Holy Trinity. He had this really hard time grasping how God could be three in one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, how they could be unique, different, and the same thing. And for most of his adult life, he struggled to understand what the Holy Spirit was. What is this thing that people are talking about? And it just so happened one day he opened up his Bible to John 14, and he read John 14. And if you read John 14, it's about the Holy Spirit being a comforter and a peaceful presence in our life. And Zinzendorf read that, and he was struck, because when he heard those words about the Holy Spirit being peaceful, about providing comfort, he saw her as the mother of the church. And for him, the Trinity was complete as a Father God, Son Jesus, and a mother in the Holy Spirit. And he saw the Trinity as this complete family. And I thought it was a beautiful analogy, because it really speaks to Moravian simplicity, about an idea that could be so abstract and concrete, but he brought it down into simple terms, as Father, Mother, and Son, as God is one family. And the important thing to know is that the early Moravian church in the 1700s, they celebrated this holiday. They called it the Holy Spirit as Mother. And it was important to the church, as August 13th was, and celebrating Jesus as chief elder. And it was only later, as more sexism happened in Christianity, that the holiday was kind of put on the back burner. But it is a part of our rich history. So I want you to think about that. When we partake of this love feast together, let us take some time to thank some of the women who have played important roles in our lives. Perhaps some of us owe a debt of gratitude to the mother who taught us about Jesus in our own homes. Or perhaps some of you have spiritual mothers, somebody who's fostered a relationship with you in this church. I think about all the stories I hear about different people. Dorothy Sickinger, who I never even met. It seems like everybody who's over 40 has a story about Dorothy Sickinger. And it reminds me that all of us have that opportunity in our lives, whether we are a physical mother or not. We have the opportunity to reach somebody. And maybe some of you have had those foster mothers in this congregation. But it reminds us, don't underappreciate anybody. Don't take them for granted. because you never know when God will call them home. And especially on a day like today, we remember those mothers who have been welcomed into life eternal, and how we all get to celebrate the gift of resurrected hope. And when we lose somebody who's close to us, it reminds us that God's gift is not just universal, but it is personal. It's personal for each one of us, personal for the people we love. And when you celebrate this love feast, remember that God is not just about universal salvation, but he's about your personal salvation, your personal relationship. And we will take some time to appreciate that, because God has welcomed us all into his family. And we will celebrate that this love feast, that all are welcome, that all are invited in God's place. Let us pray. God, we come before you, and we are so grateful for your invitation today, that we get to celebrate a love feast and give thanks to all the mothers and the spiritual foremothers and godmothers who have been such an influential and important part of our lives. And we realize that we can look at the church as a family, as a place for each one of us to grow and to celebrate one another and really help each other grow into spiritual maturity. Let us give thanks to all the things that you do for us, God. In your name we pray. Amen. At this time, we turn our hearts over to our Mother's Day love feast. For those of you that have not celebrated a Moravian love feast before, I took a few moments in Sunday school to explain it. But a love feast is not a sacrament of the church, but it's more of a celebration, an opportunity to celebrate all the wonderful things that God is doing for us. And the important thing is that it's about sharing the bonds of community that exist within the church. It's not just about eating food, but celebrating that God has connected each one of us, and that we need to strengthen that community at all times and really celebrate the love that God has given us. So that is something to keep in your hearts and minds. We'll take some moments to distribute the love feast, and then after we distribute and sing grace, I'll give you a few questions to ponder and discuss with one another at this time. So let us join together in singing "I Love to Tell the Story." join together and sing number hymn 395, When Christians Shared Agape Meals. Together and singing Grace, for those of you who want to follow along in your hymn notes, hymn 816. It'll be present at our table, Lord. Part of a Moravian love feast is you can begin to partake. It's just that it was a time to talk about what was going on with your soul and your spiritual life. So at this time, I invite you to take 4 or 5 minutes to discuss how your mother or a spiritual foremother in your church was a leader for you, how they gave you a good example, maybe a story or two that you have of somebody in your family who is a spiritual influence for you. But take this time, take a few minutes to discuss and really discuss about all these important things that God sets in our lives. Because the first opportunity we have to share God's love is with our family. Thank you all for conversing and taking some time to enjoy this love feast. I'm sure many of you have conversations that are still ongoing, and I encourage you to continue them as our time of fellowship after worship. At this time, we will turn our attention to song as we will join together in singing As a Mother Holds Her Baby. I ask you to please rise.
Thank you.
keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.